the line parent.
Well, they should
be evaluated,
focused,
tested,
keeps an eye on the kids,
rated.
Hot meals.
$131,000 a year.
Yeah, that's pricey. Right. That's just for child raising. That's all the
bad. Yeah, well, you got to be the stay at home mom. You got to do
shopping,
laundry,
and cooking, cleaning, all
doing
that
other stuff.
Like the wifely duties and stuff like that.
Well, like having sex.
Yeah,
I guess.
I think it should be evaluated.
That's the one thing.
Oh, how good she is in bed.
That should be
all right. How about
this?
You take some off? I bet.
How about just like a Major League Baseball player's contract?
Or if she was good in bed, you'd pay her more.
Dear, it's time for your performance review. How about $11,500, depending also on how many at-bats she gets during the season? That's, you know.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's like what you would give an aging pitcher. Right. Kind of an incentive, you know, how many innings he's going to play, how much time she spends on
that
the
word.
DL.
Aging.
Right.
Aging.
Okay.
Exactly.
Two feel-goods. And we just were talking about the deaf kids. This
what?
Is a great one. This is great. Freedom, Pennsylvania. This is by Pittsburgh. Hello, anybody listening? Anybody listening out there who lives in Pittsburgh on WURP? You probably heard this on your news.
Love those call signs. Warp.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a fight between deaf people.
Okay. Now we're laughing. Thank you. Is that it?
No, hold on. It's a short story. I'll condense it. There are deaf people, and they're arguing with each other.
Right.
Of course, when they're arguing with each other, they're just doing the hands.
They're sure. Deaf mute, right?
Yeah.
Furiously.
So they can't speak.
Right.
So it's hands, and it's a heated sign language fight.
Wow.
Until finally one guy goes in the other room and gets a gun and blows the other guy's head off.
Oh, dear.
See, even deaf people know that finally you just got to resolve it with a gun. Right, Wendell?
Winner!
Right.
That was the last straw. And no one heard the shot.
And unfortunately, Buzz, none of the suspects are talking. So no.
So was a crime committed?
And finally, Mike.
Oh, God.
Spotlight on my best buddy, Mike.
Oh, dear.
Yep. Are you ready, Mike?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Hank's Look Around Cafe. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Okay.
I'm not going to name any names.
All right.
I'm not going to say the city that the story comes from.
Okay. No problem.
A restaurateur who painted over a dead rat on the floor instead of cleaning it up has been fined $30,000 for gross breach of the Food Standards Code.
Guilty.
But O'Meara's remains open for business.
Oh, boy, I'm in trouble now.
What a novelty, actually.
This is down by, I think, at the Carolinas.
Okay.
Joe Brazier is the name of the guy that owns
his name.
Anyway, he had a restaurant.
Sure it wasn't Brazier?
Yeah, well, Brasserie.
That sounds like brasserie, or
I don't know.
Brasserie. Let's go with bra.
Anyway, somebody walked into the restaurant and noticed a big red lump on the floor.
Uh-huh.
They came back and photographed the rat, which was covered in thick red paint.
Yeah, we use red.
Nearby, once they went through and pried the rat off the floor, underneath they found a massive fungus growth crawling with cockroaches, along with heavily rusted stoves and food preparation areas.
Oh. Yes, that's incredible. Forgot to use the bleach.
Hey, listen. Other rodents, living and dead, were spotted by inspectors, and rat feces was found all over the kitchen.
My God, you got to do what you got
to
do.
So, stink over rat, that's the headline. Stink over rat fails to sink. Cafe Mike, good news for you. The restaurant is still in business, even though the guy just painted over a dead rat on the floor.
Isn't that wonderful? That's fantastic.
The moral here is apply two coats of paint.
Always.
That's for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to make a follow-up comment on those stay-home mothers.
Yes?
Well, they're on the IR one-third of the month.
What?
I didn't say that right. They're on the injured reserve 1 week out of the month.
Are you talking about periods?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But he was talking about sports.
Right, thank you.
Like the baseball analogy.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I liked it at the beginning.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, a while back, you got some strippers from that Too Exposed place you guys always use, but I can't find them anymore. I was trying to find it. You guys would recommend a nice
This is a man with a serious dilemma.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, now that we don't have strippers on the show anymore, I don't know who we're recommending now.
It's easy to find them. They were bought out by Sears. So call your local Sears.
Yes, yeah. What you do, you want
to
put in Sears /stripping.
Craftsman.
I went to
Bob Vila.
Arrested when I tried to do that.
Bob Vila, okay.
or somewhere else.
Why don't you go buy some Kleenex? You know what I'm saying?
Make a carnation.
Thank you.
And then water it.
Bye-bye.
It's tough to find strippers on the internet.
Good day to you, sir.
I can't find them.
Well, yeah! Mike, this music can mean only one thing.
Showbiz!
It's time to play How's Your Mother-in-Law?
How's Your Mother-in-Law?
This is where one of our listeners got a chance to win today's trip to Las Vegas.
Very good.
Courtesy of Independence Air. As you know, I'm blessed. My mother-in-law is living with me.
You are blessed. It's a miracle.
She ain't going anywhere.
Right.
Show you how we play the game. What we'll need is three questions.
Okay.
Or one question or two questions. They could be anything from what's the most annoying habit, what do you like most about the person, what's the brand of toothpaste. But I think probably...
With a mother-in-law slant?
Yeah, with a mother-in-law slant.
Uh-huh.
Here's another good one. If you ask the mother, who would you rather... she have married.
Right.
Other than yourself.
Exactly.
Or in my case, it could just be a question of what does one do that drives the other crazy?
And men and women can play the game.
Secretly, yes.
I love that. That's a great question. That ought to be a mandatory question.
So ask,
who would you have preferred she married? You know, that's uh-huh.
Because
I like that.
I can play that game right now.
Mm-hmm. I think I know the answer. I think I do. Would I be right?
Write down your answer.
All right. Here we go.
Cross eye?
I would write down my answer, but I have no writing utensil.
I've got my answer. And my mother-in-law is living with me. Yeah, but that seems to be a popular answer. And the same one Mike's got. I got a different one. Yeah. Is that who you got?
It's a match, and...
Yeah, okay, three out of the four think it's going to be... Let me get my mother-in-law on the phone.
Well, she won't say that, though.
No, come on, she will.
And like the guest, she won't see it coming.
How's
your
mother-in-law? I'll play with my mother-in-law. Play with her.
It'll be fun.
Stop it.
Gonna play with her right now.
Don't do that.
That's highly disturbing.
Well, please pick up. Where's she gonna be, for goodness sake? Oh, hi. Listen, you're on the air, Mom.
Oh, all right. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. We're playing a little game called How's Your Mother-in-Law?
Okay.
And I'm using you as a demonstration because, you know, you're living with us now. And I appreciate you coming on the air.
Okay, honey.
I know you love me and all that other jazz. I'm very secure in that.
Okay.
There is one question that we would like you to answer, though.
All right.
Mike, the question is...
The question is, besides Don, what man would you have preferred Frieda marry?
And my feelings will not be hurt. I've written down my answer, and the boys have written down their answers.
We've all made guesses.
Besides you.
If not me, then who?
Which of the other slugs?
Who would you prefer?
Well, you know, it's really hard because there weren't that many that she was that crazy about that I would have...
Oh, come on.
But if you had to make a choice, just for the sake of the game...
Pick one.
Who would you prefer if it hadn't been Don?
Okay, well, I have to think a minute because I have to remember who they were.
How's your mother-in-law?
I guess I'd have to say Chris.
Chris who?
Cool.
Chris Gore, winner. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. That is a perfect example of how we play How's Your Mother-in-Law.
Although I have to tell you something, I'm the loser in this. All my best friends, Mike, Buzz,
just
and Rob,
because you told us.
All said Chris Gore. I said that slug Sam from Jacksonville.
Oh, really? And you did it honestly? I thought about him.
That was like a first love.
What I wrote down,
well,
Sam.
We all knew. Well, see, we listened to you more than you listened to you.
Yeah, he was just like one of the kids. And
who Sam was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean,
you felt that closely about him. He was like one of the kids.
Yeah,
see, that's why I think that.
Right.
He was so young and everything. And the last one she really did was Chris, and Chris told me that he was really making a mistake because he was a good guy, and particularly in the radio business, it was hard to find really nice guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so...
What, Robbie?
Big Frieda, when she was seeing Chris Gore, was he cross-eyed then?
Oh, God.
No,
he's cross-eyed now.
Did he buy into that whole Hitler youth, I love Rush Limbaugh thing?
No. Uh-uh.
Wasn't he a Democrat back then?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, now he's
exactly.
doing...
Exactly.
Well, now he's,
exactly.
But now he's doing the whole act like he's pretending like he's a member of the Republican Party, because it's in his job now.
Oh, I see. Well... it seemed to me that he was along with whatever we were doing, and we certainly were a strong Democrat. So.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You're someone who knew Chris Corr way back, you know, over 25 years ago, and it's funny, if you turned his radio show. See, my wife dated everybody in radio. She didn't date any, like, regular guys. She only dated, like, program directors or disc jockeys or this other guy who's a TV sports guy in Jacksonville.
We know.
I know.
Sam was one of the kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, just
in high school and all that kind of
stuff. He was one of the kids.
Just not the kind
of kid.
Okay. You
know. So your answer would be?
He was the milkman.
The
butcher.
No, he was Sam the milkman.
Sam, that's a different guy, Rob. He's from Philadelphia. So your answer would be the man that you wish she would have married, if not me, would be local disc jockey Chris Corr.
He was always good to her and considerate of her.
No, he wasn't. I want to tell you, he wasn't. He really wasn't. He hit her. You don't know that. He hit her. He hit her in spots.
I really didn't know that. When did he hit
her? He hit her in spots you couldn't see.
Yeah. He was just a nice guy. Totally
nice. Oh, that's what you think. Yeah, he was a nice guy. Sure he was.
He's regular Eddie Haskell.
He's going to get you worked up.
You know, meanwhile, the whole time in the other room, he's like,
He was just a real nice guy.
Oh, he was
He wasn't you, and you were special.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Now you got what you're
special.
Needed.
Right, right.
You're special.
I'm special like I'm special like this.
I'm sorry.
You're special. All right, well, that's how you play. Howl's your mother-in-law.
Thank you, Big Frida. Thank you for helping us with that. Good job.
Nice to talk to you. Hi,
Buzz. Hi, Big Frida.
And listen, how you...
Good luck with the motorcycle.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How do you like living with us? I mean, I know I complain about it on the air, and you know I'm kidding about that most of the time. From your standpoint, how is it?
It couldn't be nice. The only thing is, I hate to be in anybody's way.
Oh.
And when I was living with Judy, it was the same thing. I like my own space.
Yeah, it's like your independence.
People do too. So.
That's why I like it when you stay in that room upstairs. I mean, in that way, we're very similar.
Yeah.
She likes privacy. I like privacy. I like having the whole house to myself and having my mother-in-law.
So you like her to stay in that room upstairs.
Well, I don't have to lock the door.
No, you don't have to lock the door.
Yeah, so I'm safe. He doesn't wander around the house.
Okay, Big Frida. I love you. I'll see you later.
I love you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You kill me.
Wow. That's why we keep you in that room upstairs 24 hours a day.
How's your mother-in-law?
And that's just one of the questions we can play on how's your